Om Shanti. Once a teacher entered the classroom and he brought a very big jar and in that jar he started pouring or putting big rocks, big stones, and once the jar was full, he asked his students, "Is the jar full?" And unanimously they answered, "Yes." After some time, he took out a bag of small pebbles, stones, and he started putting those small stones, and they started occupying space here and there. And then he again asked, "Is the jar full now?" Half of them said yes. Half of them did not say anything. So after some time, he took out a bag of sand and he started pouring sand, and sand started accumulating and taking space. Then he asked the same question, "Is the jar full now?" Nobody answered anything. Some said no. So he admired their intelligence. And after some time, he took out a small bucket of water and started pouring water, and the water filled the jar. Now he asked his students, "What is the moral of the story?" So one student got up and said, "Things that appear full are not full, but they are empty." He said, "Good, but that is not the moral of the story." The second student got up and said, "This jar is our life, and whatever we have planned, we must do those things, no matter what we have to do. We have to club together, put all the things together. Then only things would be done. If there is a busy schedule, in that busy schedule, try to club things together or cram things together. Then the things would be done." Teacher said, "Good, but that's not the moral of the story." "And what is the moral of the story?" And he said, "Just imagine if I had put water first and then sand and then those gravels and then big stones. It would not have been possible to accommodate everything together then. It's only because you first place bigger stones, then smaller stones, and then sand, and then water. So that shows prioritization. So time management means, prioritization. To understand what is most important in life. So what are the bigger stones in life? That is important. What are the bigger rocks, stones in life? They should be given more important than smaller stones, then sand, and then water. In today's Murli, Baba said, "It's already late, but not too late. Now you have to decide what you have to do first. It's too late, and then late, and then closed. So it was late, and then too late." So Baba said, in 1985, it's late, but not too late. What about now? It's already too late. Or rather, The shop is about to close. Shopkeeper has already packed his things and is about to lock. So it's already closed. So we need to understand what is the priority in life. The worldly name, the worldly fame, the worldly glory, the worldly ambition, or internal peace, internal growth, spiritual progress, self-progress. What is the most important thing in life? One should be able to prioritize. So this Murli is of 16th of January 1985, and the heading of the Murli is the attainment of the inheritance and the blessings from God in the age of fortune. So this Murli has got many points. Baba is meeting four parties, and then there is a group of Kumar, and there is a group of couples. So there are overall four parties, two groups, and a big Murli. This Murli is of the Avyakta month of January, and 16th January. We'll try to cover the entire Murli in short time, and we will divide the Murli in total 16 points, and each point consists of two words. So in this Murli there are two words everywhere. The first is seed and foundation. The first two words are seed and foundation. Baba said this world, this Srishti has got a seed. And who is the seed? God himself. And who are the foundations? We are the foundation. This world has been compared to, this Srishti has been compared to tree. There are about, there can be about 10 to 12 points where this world can be compared to. So this Srishti is a tree where God is the seed and this is the tree. And the speciality of this seed is that this is life, Chaitanya. And this is present when the tree is present. Otherwise, when the tree is there, seed is never there. Because seed converts into tree. This is the only place where the seed exists and the tree exists at the same time. So this world, this Srishti is a tree. This world is a cycle, wheel, Srishti Chakra. This is Srishti Vriksh and this is Srishti Chakra. This world is a cycle. This world is a set of steps, 84 steps, where you come down, you go up, CD. This world is a stage where this drama is getting enacted, and God is the director of this drama, and we all are the actors. This world is a inn. Musafir Khana, where people are coming and people are going. It's a guest house. People are coming, people are going. This world is ocean. Ocean of birth and death, Bhavasagar. This Srishti is a ocean. This world is a game. Game of happiness. sorrow, game of day, night. So this world is a game. Then this world is a battlefield or karma bhumi, where you come to do the karmas, where the accounts get settled. Then this world is a, this Srishti is what? What are the other similarities Baba has given? Yes? This world is what? That is different. Analogy. Something gross. This world is a, that stage, drama, everything is included in that. You can churn more on this. So the first point from today's Murli is seed and foundation. Baba said Baba is seed and we are the foundation. And how are the foundation? We, the foundation, we are the special souls. We, the foundations, are connected to the seed, and that's where we have got unlimited attainments. We, the foundations, are the image of support for the world. We, the foundation, because of us, there is an expansion in the world. So seed and foundation. That's the first point. Second, Bhagwan and Bhagya. These are the two words. God and fortune. Baba said this is a fortunate yug. This is a very, very elevated age where God is giving you fortune. From the copper age, there is an account of karma and fortune. So here now God is giving you bhagya, fortune. That is the second point. The third is pen and line. What is the pen? Elevated actions, karmas are the pen. And what is the line? With that pen, you are drawing a line of fortune. And how is the line? Very clear. And how is the line? Very long. And how is the line? Imperishable. And how is the line? Undivided. Akhanda. So this is the line of fortune you are drawing. So you can draw as much as you want. So pen and line, kalam and lakir. So that's a third point. Fourth, yatha shakti and sarva shakti. Baba is given you all the fortune. Now what do you do with it? Are you taking according to the capacity or full? Baba said, how are the treasures? How are the treasures? The treasures are unlimited. The treasures are overflowing. The treasures are infinite. So Baba wonders, why you are taking less? Why you are taking less? You are innocent children. Why you are taking less? Because of sanskars of bhakti. 63 births. You had the sanskars of bhakti to take less. You are jewel of contentment. That's why you don't want to. So this is a topic. What are the sanskars of bhakti? You can churn on this topic. This is a separate topic. What are the sanskars of bhakti, Arvind bhai? So to beg. So first sanskar is begging. Then? Second is this, that you stay happy with getting after small thing. Then wandering, yes, wandering here and there. Then and sanskars. Aim objective is different. Sanskars, habits of bhakti. You go and bow down before everyone. That's a habit of bhakti. You keep on asking, that he said already. Then desire for visions, sakshatkar. There is a desire for divine visions. What else? What are the sanskars of bhakti? none of self-respect. We always say we are the dust of your feet. We are nothing. We are no one. So that is the sanskara of bhakti. What else? No. Devotees are disciplined. Many of them. Sometimes more than Brahmins. Sometimes more than Brahmins. Even Brahmins might lack, but they don't. Because they have not achieved. That's why they are very strict. Are the real devotees, not the all. So, this is a, you can churn on this topic. So, Yatha Shakti and Sarva Shakti. According to the capacity and full. Baba said, when I am giving you everything, why you are taking less? So, you are taking less because of the sanskars of bhakti. Then fifth, late and too late. It's already late, but not too late. That he said in 85. Now it's already too late and doors are getting closed now. Shop is about to get closed. So late and too late. Then, two forms of father. What are the two forms? No. He is the father and he is the Sadguru. As a father, he gives you inheritance. And a Sadguru, he gives you blessing. So when he is giving you everything, why you are taking less? Again, the same question he has asked. When he is giving you everything, why you are taking less? So take as much as possible if he is giving you. So that is sixth. Seventh, again two forms of fathers. Now it is that. He is companion and he is a detached observer. Baba said right now he is companion. But after some time he will become detached observer. So he will be detached observer even if you take Yatha Shakti or if you take full. It has nothing to do once he becomes detached observer after some time. Now he is your companion. So if you are weak, now you can make your present and future strong. Because he is your companion. So that's the seventh point. Then eighth, mazboot and majboor. Baba makes you strong, mazboot, but you become compelled. That is majboor. Why? You had the habit. Baba said you have this habit of becoming weak. This is all the force of habit that makes you all the more weak. So majboot and majboor. This is the another two words. So there are two words everywhere in the Murli. Two, two, two. Then ninth, Gege and Keke. There are two songs. The first song is Keke. Keke means kya, kyu, kaise, why this, why, when, where. So Baba said, ask yourself throughout the day which song you sing. Keke or Gege. Gege means I will do it. I will see it. I'll do it in the future. I'll do it later on. And this is Gege and that is Keke. So there are two types of songs. Baba said rather than this, your song should be I have achieved. I have achieved. I have got. I have attained. So that should be your song. So Keke and Gege. Now here the Murli ends. Yadi Murli ends. Now come to the Kumar. Again, first here Baba said, physical and spiritual, powerful. How, what are you? The worldly Kumars are physically powerful. You are spiritually powerful. That is the difference. And what those Kumars do? Getting deceived, wandering, and What those Kumars do? They keep on wandering, sorrowful, or they get deceived. That's what they do. But you are the one who show way to others. So you are very powerful, Kumars. So we are not physically powerful, but we are spiritually powerful. And spiritually powerful means we have got rid of all of these things. Wandering, getting sorrowful, getting deceived. All those things we have fled from. So these are two things. Then again in the Kumar only Baba said one more point. Seva and instrument. Never think that I have done this, I have done that. Always think that Baba has made me instrument to do this service. Then 12th, talking with Yugal Kumar, couples. Here Baba said two things, Adhikari and Adin. Again two words. One is Adhikari, those who have got right to self-sovereignty. And second are Adin. Adin means dependent. So Baba said, don't show dependence for anything, on persons, on things, on facilities, nothing. You should be absolutely independent. You should be absolutely Adhikari. Baba is making you Adhikari. Baba doesn't want you to become Adin. Baba doesn't want you to become dependent. And there are different types of dependency. One is physical dependency. For walking, you need somebody's support. Why? That happens in old age. But then, Brahma Baba was old. He never took anybody's support for walking. So how you carry your body? How physically fit you remain? That is an important aspect. Second is emotional dependence, where person is dependent on somebody else. So that happens when somebody is very closely and intimately bond to somebody, bonded with somebody. So that also creates emotional dependence. And emotional slavery is the worst slavery of all slaveries, where person is emotionally captive, prisoner. And then intellectual dependency. You cannot trust your own intellect. You need somebody else who is more intelligent than you, and he will do things for you. And then there is a social dependency. And socially also one should remain as much independent as possible. Then there is a financial dependency, where one remains dependent on somebody for money. So in life it's best that one stands on his own feet. And then there is a spiritual dependency. For your purushartha, for your effort, you depend on some place, some class, somebody, or something like that. Or some group, or some device, or some group on WhatsApp, or some group which is doing purushartha together. Your purushartha should be free from all groups. Because sometimes that group also induces bondages. So remain free from everything. So 12th. Now four groups are there. The first group, that is 6th, 13th, you can take. Alaukik Bap, Alaukik Varsa. So he is a spiritual father and the spiritual inheritance he gives. So Baba says when he gives you spiritual inheritance, this is your new birth. So when somebody takes a new birth, what happens? Old birth, everything, one forgets. So in the similar manner, here you have taken a new birth. So why you remember everything which belongs to the old birth? So remember everything of this new birth. This is dying alive. This is a new birth, Marjiva Janam. So remember the attainments. Remember Alaukik inheritance. Remember Alaukik attainments, remember Alaukik life, Alaukik family, and everything which is Alaukik. So that is the 13th. And then next, so two words here. Father, Alaukik father and Alaukik inheritance. Then again two words. Double light and ascending stage. Baba said, have you become double light? If yes, then you will have ascending stage. And ascending stage means Urdhikala, Chartikala, means you remain above the body consciousness. You remain above the earth. And Baba gave example of a flight that goes above the gravity, gravitational power. So it doesn't have any attraction of the earth. So you also gone above. So success would be yours. Because you have gone above everything. So that's the 14th. So always have ascending stage in Brahmin life. Never come down in body consciousness. Because this body consciousness attracts a lot. But once you come down, it's so difficult to go up. Very difficult to climb again. It takes a lot of time to climb back to a higher stage of consciousness. Then, 15th, cooperative yogis, sahaj yogis and nirantar yogis. Baba said, anything can become constant only if it is sahaj. If it is very, very simple, then only it can become constant, then only it can become continuous, otherwise it will not. So here Baba talked about you have all relationships with one father. So you will not have, your intellect will not go anywhere. So when you have all relationships with one father, when father is your world, so you automatically become Nirantar Yogi, Swata Yogi, constant yogi, automatic yogi. You don't have to make any efforts. So increase love for God and increase all the relationships with Him. So that's the 15th point. And the last, fourth party. Again, Baba mentioned two words, Varsa, Bap and Varsa. But here in a different sense. When you remember father, you become powerful. And when you remember inheritance, you become happy. What is a life without happiness? It is useless. You are living a dead life if there is no happiness in life. So, these are the 16 points from today's Avyakta Murli. So, we'll revise again. Who will revise? Kamlesh. So, the first point is seed and foundation. God is seed and we are the foundations of this tree. So this is the first. Second, Bhagwan and Bhagya. So God and fortune. So in this age, God has come and He is giving us fortune. The third is pen and line. Kalam Lakir. So He has given us pen. What is the pen? Elevated karmas, actions. And what is the line? Line of fortune. You can stretch as much as possible. Fourth, Yathashakti and Sarvashakti. Yathashakti and Sarvashakti. So He is giving you everything. His bhandara, His treasure are unlimited, overflowing, infinite. So why you are taking less? Carrying the sanskaras of bhakti. That's why you want bhakti. If you get little, you get very happy. We don't want anything. If God suddenly comes and He gives, you will become happy. You don't want to ask anything more. They are very humble actually. They are good people. If it had been some Brahmin, he is greedy. They want too much. But Baba wants us to become greedy. You know, all the five vices have got some benefits. You should be vicious. You should be vicious, like you should be very greedy to get everything from Baba. You should be very egoistic that we are the greatest souls in the world. So much ego. We should have attachment to God, too much attachment to Him. And lust. Lust means desires. You should have a lot of desires to achieve as much as possible in spiritual life. So you should be spiritually vicious. And then fifth, late and too late. Baba said already it is late. Now it is too late. At that time it was late. Now it is too late. And it is getting closed. Third. Late, too late, closed. Then sixth. Two forms of father. First form. Father gives you Varsa. And second form, Sadguru gives you blessings. Again two forms of father. Now he is Sathi, companion. Then later on he will become Sakshi, detached observer. So that is the seventh, again two forms. Then Majboot and eighth, Majboot and Majboor. And Baba wants you to become strong, but you become Majboor because of your old habits. So Baba doesn't want you to become Majboor. Don't become compelled, forced. Then KK and Gege. KK and Gege. Don't do KK, KK. Why this, why that, Q, kya, kaise. And don't do Gege. I will do this later on. Tomorrow I'll do. From tomorrow everything perfect. Today is Sunday, so today is holiday. From tomorrow we will do everything nicely. Sun has no Sunday. Sun has got no Sunday. So KK and Gege. And then there the Murli finishes. Now come to Kumar. Kumar means again two words. Spiritually strong and physically strong. So worldly Kumars are physically strong. Baba said you are spiritually strong. So you can do anything. There is nothing impossible for you. You can do anything whatever you want. And you have given up those ways of deception, wandering, cheating and everything. Getting sorrowful. And then Seva and Nimitta. This is again in Kumar. Two points. You become Sevadari when you have that feeling of instrument. I am instrument, I am instrument, I am instrument. Then coming to Yugal or couple. Adhikari and Adhin. Again two words. One is Adhikari, second is Adhin. Baba wants you to become Adhikari. Those who have got right to self-sovereignty. Those who are masters of the self. Baba doesn't want you to become Adhin. Baba doesn't want you to become dependent. Dependent on persons, dependent on facilities, dependent on place, dependent on anything. Become independent. So that's, here also Baba said you become businessman. That's another point. So these are the 12 points. And then last four groups. First group, Varsa, Bap and Varsa. 14th, 13th, Bap and Varsa. So when you have got this, a new birth, old birth is finished. This is a new birth, a new life. So why you are remembering the old life? That old life is gone. This is a new life. So this is a blessing you have got. And then next, double light and ascending stage. So when you have ascending stage, you climb up. You don't come in body consciousness, because Baba said you have seen body consciousness and you have seen soul consciousness. Now compare. Now compare this and that, both things, because you have seen both. So compare. And then 15th, Sahaj Yogi and Nirantar Yogi. If you want to become Sahaj, if you want to become natural Yogi, if you want to have your yoga continuous, you should have everything natural. So natural means to have all relationships with one father. And when you have all relationships with one father, you remember only one. When he becomes your world. So nothing enters into this world. And the last point, 16th. Again, Bap and Varsa. Again, father and inheritance. Two words. So when you remember father, you become powerful. And when you remember inheritance, you get happiness. And without happiness, life is nothing. So these are all the points. 16th, and every point has got two words. So two words pick up everywhere. And this is just theoretical revision, I will say. Theoretical revision doesn't give you any power. You have to churn each and every point. Like there are so many points. As I said, there can be so many homeworks from this Murli. So what are the homework? First, what are the sanskars of devotion? One. That's sanskars of bhakti. The second, this srishti, this world has been compared to what? One tree, second wheel, third steps, fourth ocean of life and birth, then stage, then guest house, then work field, battlefield, then game, play. So this srishti, Baba said, is tree in today's Murli. But what this srishti has been compared to otherwise. So that's the point. So there are so many points like that. So that could be the second homework. The third homework, how to remain lighthouse all the time. Another thing, how to stay happy all the time. Baba said unhappiness should not enter. How to remain spiritually powerful all the time, Kumar. How to remain free from all dependence, Adhinta. That's another homework. Then from the Murli, this Gege and KK. What song I have sung the whole day, Baba said. What song I sung the whole day, ask yourself. Which is the song I am singing whole day? And then Majboor and Mazboot. What are the things that make me compelled? Majboor. And then you become labor also. So what is the song? That is a song. Gege, 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 and that is another song. So three types of song. Which song I am singing throughout the day? So that's again homework. So late or too late? What is the time now? Or the doors are already closed. And then how much I am taking from Father? Baba said the treasures are overflowing. The treasures are infinite. The treasures are unlimited. So from this unlimited bhandara, whatever I am, how much I am taking and why I am taking less. And whether I am yatha shakti or sarva shakti, again that's a checking point. So many things can be taken from the Murli for churning, for chintan. So go in solitude, sit down and think and churn. Om Shanti.